Hey, everybody, this is Stella Yefti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about Product Hunt do's and don'ts.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And the reason for that is because I end up getting contacted sometimes multiple times a day. Sometimes it just comes in waves to submit a company, post a company to Product Hunt or a feature or a marketing tool or something like that. And I tend to have a response to people right away after I check out what they have. And the biggest do is make sure you do your homework about what's required when you need to submit to Product Hunt. Because there's a bunch of stuff that's required. There's like a title, a sort of tagline, a description, a bunch of images or a video if you have it, ideally, the makers and the categories you want to be in. There's just a number of things that are required. And if you don't pay attention, you're not going to, basically, you're going to come to me or anyone else that might post for you if you want someone to post for you. And they're just going to come back to you and say, hey, I need these things. And so just be ready for those things. So that's my first do. I'm sure you have some questions, Stelly, or at least some idea of what we should be talking about here, because I could talk about this probably all day.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think that it's important for people to understand. I mean, would you say that most software products or most kind of like, most internet-related products, they're launching on Product Hunt today. It's become a more and more popular platform to launch early access, so to launch a new feature, to launch a brand new product into the world, right? It's exceptionally strong community to push something new out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the community is great. I think there's a lot to say about that. The biggest thing is, like, if you can find a way to engage the community, that would be really smart. That's what I would highly recommend. But yeah, the community is great. I'm a big fan. I think it's important to make sure that whatever you're posting, you understand how it can be valuable for people in general. You understand who it can be valuable for. You understand, like, kind of what it is that you're providing. And it comes across in the things that you put out, whether it's the images or even the first comment. So another do is make sure that one of the makers has a really strong first comment. Spend some time on it. Make and really think through it. Think through what the message is related to what you're sharing. And if it's an actual product itself, you can even talk about some of the things it took to actually build it out to technically or whatever. And that can be really helpful to you as well.
Cool. So on the do's, make sure you understand, you know, all the assets that you need to have prepared for it, you know, the title, the images, the video, the description, all that. Then make sure that as the maker, you have a comment that you're going to place that is basically your voice as the maker and your main message as a maker to the community, to the people that will be checking out the new product. What are some other kind of do's and don'ts? How much does timing matter, for instance? Is the weekend better than during the week? Is Monday a good day? Are there good days and bad days? Are there good times and bad times? Does timing matter at all?
Yeah, some people say it does. I mean, if you think about it, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are probably the most busy days on Product Hunt. So what I would usually suggest to people is, if you feel like it can be a really popular launch because you have a lot of people who are using it that you're going to email and let them know you're on Product Hunt now, or, you know, you just feel like it's a big launch, then doing it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday might be a good idea. If you don't think that about the launch you're doing, it's more of a sort of a little bit of a smaller launch, then I actually would recommend doing it on what I would call an off day. So that'd be a Thursday or Friday, or even a Saturday and Sunday.
What about what I've seen a number of times in the past is great product, company put a lot of effort and a lot of time in the launch, and then, quote unquote, they got unlucky and they launched the same day that, I don't know, like fucking Tesla or Apple or some other company. So like a number of other big launches are happening in the same day as yours, and yours just has no chance because all the attention flocks to some of these bigger launches. Is that an excuse? Is that not a problem? Because you could still have a killer product product hunt, product launch, if you're number three or number four, number five of the day? Or is that something that people should pay attention to? Don't launch on the day that Apple is launching for new products or that,
I mean, whatever. Yeah, if you know there's going to be a popular launch, you should not launch on that day. If you happen to be in a scenario where you launched it and it is that day, what I like to do is make sure that we have communications we can do, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, email, any of our channels, and we kind of sequence that communication so that in case, like, you know, we launch, you know, usually right after midnight or by 1 a.m. or whatever of the day, that we get the maximum amount of exposure. And we also are able to use our own marketing, our own channels, our own ability to reach users, customers, whatever, to let them know that we're on there. And we might do that throughout the day. And there might be like some final shots that we do towards the middle or end of